forever. Dog.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. My, oh, my. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
And, here's the thing, guys. Phase two of Project Chartoperation is commencing.
Is in effect. We're launching phase two of Chartoperation.
Ooh. Yes, honey.
If you guys don't remember, Chartoperation was our big campaign to get to, I think it was some arbitrary number, like 300 reviews on
I'm tired of not being in the top 10 comedy podcast. Well, I'm tired,
babe,
of it. I'm tired.
You know, all it takes is really for us to be featured in the New and Noteworthy, and I don't know if we're either of those anymore.
Well, what do we have to do to let everyone know we are noteworthy? I guess we're no longer new, huh?
It's literally some guy at iTunes named Peter. I don't know what
their
name is.
Yeah, let's call him Peter.
I don't know what their name is or their gender, but I think it's literally up to like one person is the gatekeeper to all of that.
Well, we need to figure out what their interests are and manipulate them.
No, I'm not one for like being too politicky with these people.
In politics, you have to do whatever it takes. That's actually rule of culture number 14. In politics, you have to do whatever it takes.
That's true. And
so I am willing to go do up to a certain amount of physical
and also actually
and sexual. I'll say it right here.
No,
I'll get sexual to get us on the New and Noteworthy.
You're saying this on August 21st
mm-hmm.
to 2018, the day, speaking of sex and politics, mm-hmm. the day that we find out mm-hmm. that Donald Trump directly violated campaign finance laws. So no, you do not do whatever it takes, because people who do whatever it takes end up being president and should be impeached and go to prison. So I reject that rule. This is history.
How do you know that I wouldn't be able to get out of even the
no,
situation
it's not about
that Trump
getting
is
out
in?
Of that.
I would
not
never stop fucking.
The only thing that we have to focus on here. I'm sorry that we're just making this a little bit topical. Ever since the Omarosa episode, we are a political podcast.
We are a political podcast now. It's actually rule of culture number 3.
This is a political podcast now. So I have to say that yes, we're in phase two of Project Chartoperation. It's really terrible.
Chartoperation.
It does not roll off the tongue, but
eat the syllables.
If you would be so kind, especially if you're a new listener, if you would be so kind as to give us a 5-star review and rating, and then review us with some words, we would love it. And actually, what we're going to do is and be honest, because we encourage honesty, and we're actually going to read a bitingly honest critique.
We love this review.
It's really good
because it's a dead on review.
And they really they held us accountable for our shit.
And that's exactly right. They held us accountable, but they also gave us the props.
They gave us the props, but they balanced that with some venom.
And here she blow.
So this is from Jean Gunay Ramsey. Okay, soon.
Okay.
But the title is Of Corks, You Should Listen. They gave us 4 stars.
Okay.
4.
Let's find out why we lost a star.
Here we go. Such a great podcast. Although, like all great Real Housewives and drag queens, as soon as they got a little bit gay famous, they convinced themselves that the world wants to hear them sing. But karaoke is easy enough to skip over, and it's worth a bit of scrubbing to bask in the wit and banter. Matt and Bowen have a sparkling tension.
Oh, bitch.
But you can tell they really love and respect each other. Parentheses. Think later episodes of Feud, Betty and Joan, but with less testosterone.
Comedy.
Earlier episodes benefit from a bit more focus on the central question of the show, what was the most formative culture in your development, and a bit less focus on what the title of the episode will be. Similarly, the I Don't Think So Honey segment began as a gutsy and hilarious indictment of cultural wrongs, but has lately lost steam, becoming a litany of minor inconveniences that happen to either host on the way to the studio. Nevertheless, there's charm in spades, and the guests are exciting, fresh, and rarely straight white men. It's a podcast that sounds like the future of comedy. Oh, that's very nice. Definitely listen. Wow.
Wow.
It has it all. And I really respect the hell out of Jean-Gunay Ramsey.
I just want to say, I want to threaten all the listeners right now. If you want us to stop singing, we will.
We will.
And then you'll never hear us sing again. And that's a threat.
That's I think for me, it's like, it's a condition. An agreeable condition, mm-hmm. but this is all to say, leave us a review, be as honest as you want. If you hate this, if you hate us, leave a review. If it's a complicated love, leave a review. Whatever it is, please be sure to qualify it by writing some words like Jean-Gunay Ramsey did. It's so fun.
Yeah,
we enjoy reading them.
Speaking of podcast hosts who often sing on their podcast,
we have a special guest
in the studio. And it's amazing when a podcast crossover happens.
Yes.
And very rare. But very rare.
But we're honoring this one because she really, like, she cast a net by saying, I'm going to be in New York. What podcast should I do? And then people recommended us. And
I think it's a natural
part. Our good Judy over at Earwolf, Lauren Lapkus, gave us a big sort of endorsement. And
yes,
if Lauren's going to, like, vouch for this guest, then, you know, why not have her on?
She's the host of Natch Butte.
And a fantastic podcast.
Fabulous.
You know what?
And also, you can have more than one interest and get your life on this.
Oh, like, my God.
I feel like if your one interest, like, is like, it's like, we're just giving you culture. No.
No.
She's giving you culture, beauty,
yes.
Comedy.
Veganism. I want to talk about this.
Also music.
She is truly so multi-talented. And she does something that I don't think either of us can do, to be honest.
Well, let's hear it.
She can, like, hold space.
Her breath
up top.
Underwater for a long time.
I can do that.
That,
and she can hold the space up top in, like, the opening block by herself and just, like, go on and be compelling. And, like, that is a skill.
That was a very backhanded compliment.
I'm saying neither of us can do that.
You want to test me?
No, okay.
You want to take me outside and see how long I can talk?
You want to bump?
You want to bump?
You want to bump? I'll meet
you
wherever the fuck.
I will meet
you. Do you want to bump?
Do you want to bump? I will meet you wherever and talk.
I want to bump with our guest in the best way possible. So please welcome our guest,
Jackie Johnson! The Natch Butte.
Pass me a bump, honey.
Pass me a bump.
Coke. Let's get wild.
Let's all do coke.
I've only done coke once.
Never.
Here's the thing, and this is an LA girl who's only done coke one time. You've escaped coke in a coke city.
I've seen a lot of it around me, if I'm being honest.
Sure.
But a lot of comedians are poor and they don't afford coke.
This is real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it in London when I was 22 years old.
Okay. Wow. And never going back.
In the back of a club.
Never going back.
Off of an Oyster card.
Okay. And then, I know.
And
then describe the rest of it. What was the, give us the rundown.
I hated it, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
You have to snort it, and my nostrils and my nasal cavity was fucked up for like a month.
That's the part that gets me.
I don't want to snort. I don't think so, honey.
Yeah. Snorting my drugs.
No, not for me.
I would swallow my drug. I would obviously smoke my drug.
Right. We have the technology now where we don't have to do that.
I love a good tincture.
I love a tincture.
What's tincture?
It's like
drop it under
liquid.
Your tongue.
Yeah.
It just absorbs into your body.
Okay.
I love a good CBD tincture.
Oh, God.
I need to be
this
more.
Is the summer of CBD, I think.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Everyone's putting it in kombucha now.
They're putting it in boba tea.
Love that. Oh, there's boba, CBD boba?
In LA. I don't know
about this city.
But
and
in
this
LA.
Is just like marijuana?
There's no psychoactive effect. So CBD is different from THC in that CBD is a little bit more. Oh God, I'm pretending like I know the chemistry of this.
Same.
It's not. Yeah, it's what Jackie was saying. It's not a psychoactive. It's more about just the anti anxiety.
It's for pain relief.
It's a relaxer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. That to me pairs well with an iced tea.
Yeah.
Yes.
So CBD. I guess CBD and indica are sort of in the same, think of them in the same way. I'm not fully making them equivalent, but that's the deal.
I can think of them that way.
Because indica will fuck you up.
Indica will make me a coma, put me in a coma.
Shuts me down, babe.
That can be helpful in certain situations.
I guess. Yeah. I guess.
If you need some rest.
That's 100%
true. Turn the mind off. Take a nap.
Take a nappy.
I remember like being like right out of college or like at the end of college and just thinking, oh, if I want to go to bed, I'll smoke weed and just get whatever, getting my hands on smoking and then being up until 4 a.m. and like wondering why.
God.
But it also, it affects you for days for me. I'm very delicate.
Sure.
I'm a very feminine, delicate woman.
Yeah.
You could see that.
She's only three inches tall.
She's only three
so
inches tall.
Yeah. I'm sitting on a bunch of yellow pages.
She's sitting on the yellow pages, which we had.
A ton of them. Being tiny and sitting on a bunch of yellow pages is what being a woman is all about.
That's what a woman is all about.
Or
at least a woman in the entertainment industry.
That is femininity.
That's beautiful femininity.
That is beautiful femininity.
Beautiful, modern, tiny.
Okay, let's get into this conversation about beauty because... Okay, let me ask this. The thing about reconciling drugs and beauty is so interesting to me, right? Because, like, on the one hand, you would think most substances counteract that. And
right.
So, like, I don't know, like, is there responsible drug use while also putting beauty as your top priority?
I think it's all self-care and balance. Mm. And a lot of people self-medicate in many ways, yes, with many substances, liquids, etc. And if you can handle it, then do you, relax, do what you need to do. You know, I don't judge, but it's such a thing. Like the woman who, excuse me, I wanted organic apple in that drink. Yeah. Smokes a cigarette. It's like, yeah. I don't know, honey.
I don't know.
Maybe,
honey.
Prioritize.
Totally.
But you know, do you, baby?
That's
what it's all about.
I hear that.
So do what makes you feel good.
If we want to keep our skin, yeah, for lack of a better word, like,
yeah.
That's a tongue pop.
That was a really good one. That was like Hereditary realness.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen Hereditary yet.
Oh, shit. You've seen it?
I've seen it. Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I immediately am terrified of tongue pops now.
Yeah, because
it'll change
terrifying.
Everything after you see it.
It's not like fun Alyssa Edwards thing to
well,
do anymore.
There was an Alyssa Edwards like master cut with the Hereditary moment.
Yeah. Oh, I need to see that.
Yeah. And there is a cut of Hereditary tongue pop for What Do You Mean, which they did with Alyssa.
What do you mean that?
And then it's like,
okay. Yeah,
don't sing.
You're right.
Don't sing.
I'm going to get
on it.
P.S. Y'all are brave for reading iTunes reviews. I stopped reading mine a year ago and it changed my life.
Oh, I mean,
I actually was thinking about that earlier.
They're so sweet.
Yeah, for the most part.
Podcast reviews, it's like people are like, don't read the comments, but in terms of podcast
reviews, it is nice to get some helpful critique.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you what's going to happen now. Now that we've said be honest, they're going to do as a bit, they're going to do like mean things.
So now
I'm worried.
No, this is fear speaking.
My thing
it's
as
my fear.
As an artist, for me, if somebody says, you do this too much, you don't do this enough, then it's in my head, and when I'm trying to be entertaining, that's in the back of my head. You two are so fucking good and funny and amazing, and you're bouncing off of each other like
two tennis.
Bjork versus McEnroe, honey.
Whoa.
Okay. I just watched that movie because I love Shia.
Wow.
Shia's
McEnroe?
Yes.
Yeah.
He would be a great
McEnroe.
He
looks like McEnroe.
Yeah.
He gives you the essence of McEnroe. I recently watched a little bit of, have you seen that movie that he was in that Lars von Trier directed?
Yes.
Nymphomaniac.
I see all his work.
Shia's or Lars's?
Both.
Fan of both. Okay, wait. This is my original question.
Yes.
At the gay club, at the gay discotheque, you'll see everyone drinking a vodka soda. And also, you know, universally, this is like the healthy cocktail.
Yeah.
Is this true?
It's no calories.
I think clear liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Soda water. Is that the one that doesn't dehydrate you?
Tonic feels like it would dehydrate you.
So soda water, vodka, a lime.
So we're doing a good thing with vodka soda. Okay.
Yes. Sure. Or I think an OJ would be fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, lots of sugar.
You know, they say juice is poison.
Yes, especially if it's GMO.
Now, when Matt says they say juice is poison, he means his ex-boyfriend says juice
my
is
ex-boyfriend
poison.
My ex-boyfriend has drilled into my brain that all juice is poison because of the amount of sugar that's in juice, and sugar, natural sugar is still sugar, et cetera, et cetera.
The modern sense of juice is now like, oh, it's just the things, and the fibers are broken down, but it's liquid.
He would talk about it like it was as evil as soda.
Wow.
Well, I don't know, because I've heard you buy those $19 juices and you're thinking you're being healthy, and then you find out it was like flash pasteurized, so that all the nutrients are gone.
Damn. Yeah,
like what are we even doing?
That's the thing too. Is like I fully feel like now like the health thing is like something that they've caught on to. Like that's a trend,
right.
And they're like
they're ruining everything.
Yeah, just tell people that what they're drinking is good for them in terms of health. Like make it green, and they will buy it at whatever the cost.
Right.
So that is something I think to be aware of.
Yes.
For sure.
So since you're hosting a lifestyle comedy podcast, like, I mean, you have to sort of point out the ridiculousness of it.
Oh, that's all I do.
I love that.
Oh, great. That's all we do.
Okay.
Because I just feel the beauty industry takes itself so seriously, and it's also so intimidating, and they want it to be that way.
Yes.
They want you to feel like you're like, oh my God, am I cool enough for that lip?
Uh-huh.
Or like, ooh, am I fancy enough for that perfume or whatever? And I'm just over here like, honey,
Yeah.
Let's really get into it. You test on animals and you don't have enough shades.
God.
Wow.
We're done.
Is the animal the animal testing is like a pervasive thing?
It's
really
so bad, and they lie.
I thought we ended it with like Mary Kay in the 80s. No.
It's very prevalent.
Damn.
Still even to this day.
And the big dogs are all testing.
Fuck.
All the
big dogs are testing on the rabbits.
They sure are.
Ms. Maybelline?
She's a big offender.
Ms. L'Oreal?
Big offender.
Ooh.
Big girl.
We got you both. Big girls.
You know what? I think this might be time for us to change Ding Dong as an opening. Ding Dong Las Culturistas calling, because we cribbed that from Ding Dong Avon calling.
Oh, no.
I'm okay with it.
Okay. All right.
All right. So maybe, you know what? Honestly, maybe we're taking it back.
We're taking it back. Reappropriating.
I also don't like Ding Dong Avon calling, because Ding Dong doesn't
have
anything
to do with
it. Did they
actually say Ding Dong?
Well, Edward Scissorhands. What did Diana say?
She just said Avon calling. But she didn't say Ding Dong.
I Googled Avon calling and Diana Weiss came up, but then also like old vintage posters came up where they would include the words Ding Dong Avon calling.
But that was probably just for the poster, so everybody could kind of hear it.
Yeah, you're right.
Wait,
right.
I have a question. What's the funniest beauty campaign? What's the funniest one?
Easy.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know when this started happening, but they sexualize everything.
Yeah.
There is a face mask called Glow Job.
No.
And I don't remember the company, but they test on animals, most likely. So I think it's Benefit test on animals, but everything is sexual.
Yeah.
It's like, I want my face to look cummy. You know, like, I'm going to cover my face in fucking oil and look like I got bukkake. Like, they sexualize everything. Orgasm is like the NARS blush. It's like the number one selling blush ever.
Also,
it's like,
remember Herbal Essences.
That's probably where it started. That when I used to like watch TV with my dad and those commercials would come on, it would be so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Be like, I don't want to be in the room with my dad during this.
For me, honestly, like I guess like the thing that I always think is so funny and I'm fascinated, and by the time I die, I have to have one, is like a fragrance campaign. Like with these actresses, with these huge name actresses like running through the street, like, and it's like
that Charlize Theron where she rips off the necklace.
Charlize Theron J'adore commercials are canon. But the funniest one, I think, is it's like a movie. I think Baz Luhrmann directed it. Chanel No. 5 with Nicole Kidman. It was Chanel No. 5 with Nicole Kidman.
Because it's Chanel No. 5, though.
But also Rodrigo Santoro, the actor, was in it. And, like, there's a narrative. There's a storyline. It's very, like, sort of, like...
They get in, like, a big lover's quarrel, and she, like, pushes him away, and she has, like, tears on her face.
Literally, I can do the whole thing. He's sitting in his, like, Parisian apartment area, like, in London, and he goes, when did I wake into this dream? I was the only person in the world who didn't know who she was. And it's this famous actress, Nicole Kidman, running through the street
red
in a gown. And
Nicole Kidman,
The trucks are honking, and she's like, she gets in a cab, and he's in the cab, and he looks at her in her eyes, and she looks back, and it's this moment, and she just goes to the driver, drive. And they go, and then it's like a love story, and like he's asking her, who are you, who are you, and she's like, I'm a dancer, I love to dance.
Yes.
And you need to watch this video, everyone. It's 9 minutes long. Claire de Lune plays under the whole thing.
Oh.
And then like they say goodbye at the end, and like there's this moment at the end where like he's looking across the city at her in her eyes as she's going into a movie premiere, and everyone's obsessed with her, and then it just says Chanel No. 5, and it's like, okay, I love this as a thing.
Yeah.
These A-list star, celebrity-driven power commercials for a fragrance.
Them, you know how much money they had to drive up to her house to get her to do that?
Mm-hmm.
A Brinks truck full.
Yep.
She sees
a truck full of $100 bills.
Her agent sends the email. They want you to do this. Natalie Portman says, no. Have them drive up to my house.
Yeah, with the money.
With the offer.
Physical cash.
Yes, yes.
Do y'all remember the Britney Spears perfume commercial?
Curious?
Yes!
Curious.
There was a goddess
pushing those
and a hunter.
Okay, yes.
And
the game is strong.
Once upon a time, there was a goddess.
Once upon a time, there was a goddess and a hunter.
And then one day...
But one day, he did something a little crazy. And they fell happily ever after.
You know,
no,
fantasy. Everybody has one. Yeah, that's pretty
fantasy
seminal.
And there's curious.
Never give them a fucking 4-star review. Did you hear that?
Yeah, 5 stars
only.
5 stars only. Fives across the board.
Only
fives across the board for that.
The game is strong.
Do you know what? Also, we have the Britney fragrances. We have also Beyonce Heat.
Beyonce Heat, I remember.
Glow by J-Lo?
Glow by J-Lo.
Girl.
Everybody had Glow by J-Lo.
Everyone had Glow by J-Lo. My mom said she didn't like it. It was too sweet.
Do you remember when Gaga was out promoting her fragrance Fame? And she kept saying, well, I remember when Lady Gaga first was famous, there were these stories that she wanted to develop a fragrance and that she wanted she wanted the fragrance to smell like blood and semen.
That's very old Gaga.
And then she would go out on these interviews when the fragrance finally came out in 2012, I think. And then she would be like, she just was insane at this point. She was like smoking weed every day.
Yeah, she
was going on these interviews and she was like, I want, and she like put on a faux Madonna accent. And she was like, I want you to smell like a slut. Like that's, she would go and say the shit. And
she
then
really,
God, that campaign was bonkers. Like beauty.
I don't even remember that.
Me neither. They buried that.
Came and went.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys remember like the tag at the end of the commercials? Gaga, Lady Gaga, Fame. Like she was full, like still in this weird David Bowie fantasy. But this is all to say, I think beauty campaigns give us that insanity, right? Because you're not getting that anywhere else.
Well,
right.
I think that it's important that they feel a little
insane,
crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and they can never
stand out,
right?
I mean, we're not going to talk about it on a podcast 10 years later unless it's great.
I mean, the Nicole Kidman one was iconic. Also, one that I liked recently was the Natalie Portman Miss Dior stuff because I liked the song that they used, which is "Escaping Mirror." Oh. It's "Piece of My Heart" by Janis Joplin. It's really good, and she looks adorable. She's giving you junior prom. Natalie Portman
junior
is...
Junior prom in the best way.
Yeah,
in the best
way. The joke that I have is Natalie Portman is like somehow 16, and Millie Bobby Brown is somehow 40 years old. And they've somehow just... Like, I don't know what happened, but they switched.
Freaky Friday kind of thing. They switched.
That's fun. I love that.
I mean, Millie Bobby Brown is 95.
Yeah.
95.
Even at the VMA, she looked like younger than Michael Avenatti, who was there.
Oh, God.
Like, I was hoping the VMAs would come up.
Oh, let me tell you, what did you watch?
I didn't watch. I was one of the very many people who didn't.
Did not watch, but I looked at photos
and I feel like I see what I need to see. What was Madonna wearing?
Madonna? Oh,
what happened with that? Can you unpack her speech for me?
I will unpack it, and it also was going to be my I don't think so, honey, but I'm happy to talk about it now.
Yeah.
Madonna looked like Bartok the Bat from Anastasia.
Oh.
That is what she looked like. God. Like if Bartok the Bat
fucked Post Malone.
Yeah, and wanted to appropriate culture in the worst way. The speech that she gave for Aretha Franklin was so crazy disrespectful. And then, like,
she talked about herself, right?
She talked about herself the whole time. You guys,
that's what she did with Michael Jackson.
It was so long.
Stop letting Madonna eulogize these legendary black artists at the VMAs.
Apparently, they had already asked her to do Video of the Year. And when they showed the clip of Aretha singing and there was like this whole picture of her, I was like, oh, this is nice. It'll be tasteful. And then Madonna walked out looking the way she looked and like with the grills in, as always.
Yeah,
and I was just like, this feels like a huge mistake. But then also, the whole VMA show was like, I'm sorry, it was so crazy warped bad.
Oh, yeah.
Was no one available? I feel like it
I
was
think
like this.
No.
They were making calls last week. Like, hey, can you come? We need to fill these seats.
Yeah.
What also was like obvious and apparent is that when people could leave, they left. Like, there was like, I think, seven major celebrities there in the beginning, and then as the night went on, as you could tell they won the awards they were told they were gonna win, they were out. To the point where the only artist there at the end was Camila Cabello, which I think might have been why she won Artist of the Year and Video of the
like,
Year.
You're the only one here.
Because she was the only one there. Literally, the Video of the Year, all the other nominees were not there. And I was like, do you think she won because they all left?
Video
or?
Of the Year for Havana?
And Artist of the Year.
Honey.
She won Artist
she has
of
one
the
song.
Year.
She won Artist
she
of the Year.
She has
video
one,
of the
one song.
I do like,
I'm a sucker for the way that you move, babe.
I love it.
I go back, go back, go back. I am a baby.
We can't sing. We can't sing.
I'm a baby.
We can't sing.
She's a baby.
We cannot sing. But
baby girl.
She's so pretty.
Was this year, would you say, was a lower low than last year was? Because last year to me was the lowest.
This
low.
Was the lowest.
Really?
Low.
Even without a Katy Perry trying to fucking do jokes and shit?
No.
Riding on a tractor?
Look, you wished for Katy Perry trying to do jokes. Because I'll say this, and I'm going to get shade for this, but I'm going to say this. at least she's not a comedian and was bombing. They opened the show with Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish, and they couldn't land a joke.
Yikes.
It took Tiffany Haddish 45 minutes to get to some of these punchlines. I'm telling you, it was a mess. I don't know if like the prompter was up, was off, or like, or maybe she just really has that much difficulty reading off a prompter. Remember her doing the Oscar nominations was
a
mess. But it was embarrassing, and Kevin Hart was just as bad. And then literally every presenter that went up on that stage, it was like everyone was blind up there.
Wow.
It was I mean, and also not even just that, but the performances, like, I don't know, I am just old now, I guess. Who the fuck is Juice WRLD?
I didn't know who half the people were, and it's depressing to me because the MTV was so important to me.
Oh yeah.
And the 99 VMAs and the 2000s VMAs.
Pretty much every VMAs until like 3-4 years ago.
Never will be topped again. And it's depressing how far we have fallen.
No, it's horrible. And then like literally the thing people are talking about the most is how long and boring and inappropriate Madonna's speech was. And I was like, this is like, it's, and I think it's generally because no one cares to be there. There were some highlights. Nicki Minaj's performance was unbelievable.
Okay, I heard J-Lo's was great.
I mean,
no.
J-Lo's was pretty good. But it wasn't like the Beyonce performance. It wasn't, you know, all these things.
Okay.
It was like really like.
Well, all right.
Newsflash, everyone. You're brushing your teeth wrong. Hello, this is a newsflash.
Hi, this is Campbell Brown. Remember her?
Oh, I remember Campbell. It's actually rule of culture number 49.
Remember Campbell Brown. But by the way, Quip is the better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers, and it is going to help you brush best, honey.
Mm-hmm. It was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even more enjoyable, you guys. I love Quip.
Ooh, me love
the
you, Quippy.
The sensitive sonic vibrations you get with Quip, they're gentle enough on your sensitive gums.
And the brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. Why? Three out of four of us use bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective, but Quip is one of the first electronic toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. It has thousands of verified five-star reviews.
I love Quip, and I'm going to make sure that you start to love Quip as well. I want to get you using Quip, and here's how you can start doing just that. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/dingdong right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush.
That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/dingdong.
So what? What else do you want us to say? It's an amazing electric toothbrush. It's sensitive to your teeth. It does it the right way. You're going to enjoy using it. Everyone else does. What the heck?
What the heck?
Getquip.com/dingdong.
Campbell Brownwood. I say we get a hint of MTV from Jackie. I think it's time to ask the question. Jackie, what was the culture that made you say culture is for me?
This was such a struggle. I had dinner with my husband 2 or 3 nights ago, and I said, I need to pick a culture for Las Culturistas.
You need to pick a culture.
We can go through more than one.
I was going to say Sims culture.
Oh.
Because I started playing The Sims in 2000 and have still play it to this day.
Oh, my God. You're up to 4 now, or are you still playing original Sims?
Well, I am now on Sims Free Play, which is the iPad version, but I've been playing it for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Don't get me started.
Oh,
I've done two, but I've talked Sims pretty heavily on other mediums, so I don't know if I need.
Fine,
but here's
fair
the
enough.
Other. Here's the other ones I was gonna say. I was gonna say pop punk culture, meaning like Blink-182.
We hear you there.
But then my husband was like, "You're a poser," and he was like throwing me some bands.
Well,
that's part of it.
Well, we're gonna talk about all of this.
Yeah.
Now that you've said it, now that it's escaped
and,
your lips,
right?
But then
I was gonna do vegan, but vegan talk can throw people. I want everybody to have a good time.
You know
I'm
what?
Happy to talk about it.
I party with the vegans.
Yeah. But the one I really was going to talk about was...
Oh, here we go.
And maybe this is going to be a curveball, but I am the biggest dog freak.
You love dogs?
I love dogs. All day long, I was teased by dogs walking past me. I didn't touch a single one. I didn't get to say hi to them. I don't know if it's different culture in New York. Like, one lady literally yanked the dog away from me, and I didn't even touch it. I just said hi to it. I want to meet every dog. Yes. I don't care if a person likes me, but every dog needs to like me.
Wow.
I want to meet the dogs, touch the dogs, hug the dogs. I have a dog. My dog is my best friend and my everything. I love dog people.
Dogs.
Dog people are my people.
Dog community.
I love dogs.
You love dogs? This. You love dogs?
Must, I love dogs!
Do you have a, love dogs.
Do you have a dog?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
She said.
And what kind of dog is?
She's a mix. She's a Maltese Cocker Spaniel Shih Tzu.
Oh,
that's gorgeous.
Two Asians.
Yes.
Two-thirds Asian.
Yes.
Okay, and then what's her name?
Her name's Chooch.
Chooch.
Y'all would flip out for
Chooch.
Her.
Wait, is podcast or a visual meeting? Can you pull up a pic?
Of course.
Right now.
Wait, I really want to see Chooch.
I can't believe y'all haven't.
Hot producer Joe. Hot producer Joe has a dog, Polly.
There's Choochie on the beach. See?
Chooch.
Oh my God.
So oh, that's good.
Chooch. Does Chooch have little?
Get it too.
Does Chooch have little color?
Oh, yes.
Color on her.
Chooch. A colored tail, and in this photo, colored ears, but we only do her tail again.
Wait,
now.
That's amazing. I've never seen a dog with colored
Honey,
hair.
Come to LA.
I love that.
I'm
Chooch
sure.
Chooch goes to the most renowned dog colorist in town.
So is there a person that does, like, are they a hair colorist, like, for humans,
no,
or are they a dog
colorist?
That's unbelievable.
That is the most.
It's called creative grooming.
Wow.
Because it's done with very specific ingredients that the dog can't feel.
Yes.
It's vegetable pigment.
Yes.
Basically mixed with conditioner, so there's no chemical.
Yes.
Reaction. There's no treat processing.
That's fantastic.
How long will it stay dyed till it grows out? Like it
till it fit. Really? Okay. Well, if I give her a bath all the time, it eventually will fade out. But pretty much permanent. I mean, her hair cycles out. Yeah,
I love that. I love that it's that it's an ethical thing, because that is. I mean, you know, people don't realize sometimes, maybe because Lena Einbinder will say this to me. Like they say that, you know, it's fucked up if you know. Misgender your dog, or if you like just do all these things to your dog, like things that your dog has no say in,
right.
Like those are off limits. But as long as it's something like the fact that the dog can't feel these chemicals is
right.
Huge. That's great.
I hear that. I mean, I have such a hard time watching movies and seeing animals in them.
Yeah, because
like,
they're not in. Yeah.
They don't know that they're on that mark. They don't know. They're not getting paid. It's like when you see somebody like really pull up on the horse, or like the horse falls. I just get so upset.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not horse. It's all animals.
Anytime
it's,
a horse is neighing and like doing the going with the hind legs,
it.
I'm like, well, that animal can't be like.
No.
It's not like taking a cigarette after this and being like, I don't know. I thought I could have given more.
Right.
Than
right. Yeah. It's you know.
So is there any way to do, not that you know, but like, is there a responsible way to do that?
Well, I mean, you know, I used to walk dogs. I used to be a celebrity dog walker.
Oh, we're going to get into this. Okay.
And my boss was a dog, an animal wrangler.
Wow.
And I know how it works. I know, you know, so some are treated better than others.
Wow.
But that at the end of the movie, it says no animals were harmed. That can be completely bought.
Yeah,
when you see
100%
a horse,
it can.
Yes,
the pinnacle for me, yeah, is when a horse falls. I'm
yes.
like, no.
I hate it. That's why I love that CGI, like Game of Thrones. They, it's all CGI.
Great,
really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they might do some stuff standing on the horse, but like, I don't know. I don't want to spoil anything, but there's like big battle scenes, and it's all fake.
Got it.
I heard today that it's interesting you bring that up, because I heard some tea about the final season of Game of Thrones, which is that they just shot like the final battle sequence. And it took 55 nights to film this.
Well, you know,
they
shoot fake ones too.
Right.
And they said they were shooting 3 fake endings.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. They're Sex and the
waste.
City in that.
And they said
what a waste.
What a
truly.
Waste.
They said it's like a revolutionary like way of making sure there's no spoilers. They only sent out digital scripts that the actors would only have for a few hours. So they'd have to learn their like dense dialogue in a few hours. And then the second after the scene was done shot, like the scene would disintegrate. It would not even self-delete. It would disintegrate so that it just was never there.
Mean? Oh, so you
it's like a program that they're using where they literally the script only exists for a few hours.
God, and you can't even like screenshot it or
no.
anything. Wow. Okay, we need to get into, if we're allowed to talk about this.
Yes.
Oh,
Dog Walker to the Stars.
Yes.
Can we know some of the clients?
Okay, so I was again thinking about this.
Say their names.
Okay, so there are big people that I can't
say. Oh my God.
Say.
That's
yeah,
fine.
Right. You can give hints.
I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was thinking it'd be fun to reveal one of my
yes.
big clients
Oh my God,
here.
Yes. Yes. Reveal.
I've never said this.
Okay, reveal.
Wow,
reveal.
Wow,
oh my God.
Wow.
I can say it because I never saw anything. I used to walk Josh Groban's dog.
Shut up. Oh my God. I love Jay Grobe.
Is he a nice guy?
So nice.
Great.
And his dog, Sweeney, a Wheaton Terrier. Shout out to Sweeney. I love Sweeney so much. I miss him. Oh, I haven't seen them in years and years. But like, that's my dog right there.
That's
I love
my
him
dog.
So much.
Okay.
He's so sweet.
That's great.
Now, Josh is very similar to Sweeney. Like, they're both kind of, I don't want to say dopey, but like lovable. Like a little lovable, sweet, shaggy dog.
I love that.
You know what I mean?
And ultimately, extremely talented musicians,
yes.
both of them.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I bet
Sweeney's a musician.
Can really
For
belt.
Sure.
Now, this is my thing with people who dog walk. I have friends who dog walk. It would be the hardest job in the world because I would develop attachments.
Yes.
To these animals.
Yes.
And I see it like Lena. I'll name drop Lena again. Lena, hi, if they're listening. Lena seems to really bond with these dogs. And I'm like, I can never do that.
It's not that I have the opposite experience, but I the dogs I've walked, maybe they're not good.
Well, yeah, my dogs were all, like I said, I worked for a trainer. My dogs were so well behaved.
Yeah, well, also, you know, I think those people really cared for the dogs. And, like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, put a lot of time and energy
yes.
into the I dog sat for this one dog that was just awful.
I have had a few awfuls.
Yeah.
For sure.
They're celebrity all... awfuls?
Mm. We won't have to name the celebrities.
No, we don't have to name.
But there were some awfuls in celebrities.
But obviously.
Everyone has an awful.
Obviously. The
answer I want to tell
yes.
y'all so bad.
Don't tell us.
Not
tell us
air.
Off the air.
There
tell
was this boxer who tried to ruin my life. That's all I'll say.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Boxers are supposed to be, I might be totally wrong. Aren't they supposed to be mostly well-behaved, though?
Well, boxers are confrontational.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Which doesn't mean a bad thing. Right. I almost wish I had more assertion in my personality, yeah, you know? Because I'm very like passive-aggressive. Boxers, if you say, hey, fuck you, they'll go, what the fuck you say?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You want to
yeah,
fight?
Yeah, yeah.
They
wow.
will never turn the other cheek.
Oh.
They will confront.
Do you wow. find that most of the stereotypes about these certain dogs are true? Like, are pit bulls like a little edgy? Are Dalmatians a little edgy?
I only worked with one Dalmatian. It shit all in the back of my car.
Dalmatians so that's, are assholes. That's a I'm problem. Sorry, if you pits, want a Dalmatian, I don't think so, honey.
Pits, you know, I'm not a breedist, so I will never say that pits are dangerous, blah, blah, blah. The problem with pits is that they... Number one, our society has told us they're bad.
Yes,
so when they're around,
true.
People tense up. They feel our energy. Number two, they can get overstimulated easily.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that stimulation can trigger their prey drive. So, but that's not even true for all pits. And that's
wow.
true for a lot of breeds.
Yes.
That's true for bulldogs. That's true for poodles. That's
yeah,
true for,
yeah,
and
yeah.
It just, it's a personality trait. It's not a dog trait. Three, it's just really sad that the, you know, inner cities and they're not educated about training and neutering and spaying animals, and then it's, you know, it's just sad because
yeah, yeah,
pit bulls
yeah.
are very, they can be very sweet.
I've met some sweet ones.
Yes, it's just people.
Polly's a sweet pit bull.
Your
you've,
dog
you've
is a pit.
Never yeah
yeah
HPJ we're talking
I want
to.
A pit bull. I oh my god, have y'all seen what is that lady on the on Animal Planet with
Who?
The pit bull rescue?
No,
why can't I think of the name of it? Pitbulls and Parolees?
Pitbulls and Parolees?
Oh,
there's a show for
God.
Everything.
God, it's the best show ever.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
This bitch. This bitch on here. I can't think of her name, and I feel so bad. She's this like,
I hope it's
rugged,
after the pee.
Leather. She's seen some shit in
yeah,
her day, honey.
Yeah. And what does she do on the show? What's the show?
So she is a woman with fully grown children. Uh-huh. She runs a pit bull rescue in New Orleans, and she only hires ex-cons as her employees. And she says,
I love
just
that.
Like pits, these men have bad reputations, and we're turning it around because it's all bullshit.
I
Everyone deserves
love
a second
that.
Chance.
That's amazing.
She is a tough ass bitch.
We need Tia Torres.
Tia
yes,
Torres?
Tia
she's,
Torres!
Let me see her. Let me
tell,
see
she's,
her.
A, she's a gay icon. She's giving you fucking Reba meets
Jill Zarin got locked out of the house.
Oh, that's it.
She's bad ass. I love the show.
I love this. I gotta watch.
Everyone deserves a second chance.
Yes.
Our prison system is fucked.
Yes.
You're stripped of your individuality. You're not mentally rehabilitated into our society. She says, I'm going to get you there. I'm going to get you a job. I'm going to get you on a schedule. I'm going to give you value to your life. And the dogs and the men bond. It's healing, honestly.
Is it a new show?
No, it's been on for like 8 years.
Wow. Why have they optioned this for a movie yet? I would watch this. I want Amy Adams to play Tia.
Tia Torres, I see you.
Yeah, Amy Adams should play Tia Torres.
Yes, I'm
You go to hell, Bowen.
Love that.
Go to hell.
Now, Joe has, hot producer Joe has never brought in Polly. And I can't, that's so offensive. She's old.
Baby.
It's far.
She's old and foreign?
No, baby. And it's far.
She's old and it's far.
I've seen pictures of her in the studio, though. I want to meet her.
I do, too.
Paul.
What a baby.
She's chill. Polly's chill.
I want to drive to New Orleans and adopt a pit bull from Tia. I've said that a million times.
Yes.
She's so strict. She would get in a van and drive to LA and check my house herself.
Wow.
I mean, they don't fuck around.
Yeah, no.
These dogs have
like...
been through enough, honey.
No.
Yes, they've been through enough.
Yes, honey, it seems like they're on top of it.
Tia Torres.
Over at Pitbulls and Parolees.
Check it out.
I think we got, we can.
What network?
Animal Planet. My dad would love that.
And you can buy merch and support them and send, you know, donate money to them.
Oh, I love that.
So I haven't bought one, but I would love to.
I want to ask about, we've talked about the two P's, the Pitbulls and the Parolees.
Yes.
But we haven't talked about the other two P's, which is Pop Punk.
Yes.
Pop Punk.
Explain.
I'm going down okay. In an earlier round. And sugar, we're going down swinging.
You recently said in one of your episodes that this is maybe your favorite song of all time.
I think it might be. It's a
pretty great song.
It makes my heart sing, especially now, like with some distance on it.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, now as I'm like an adult woman, I really, it hits me deep.
Fallout Boy holds up.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
They largely hold up.
Yeah.
And not everything from that time period holds up.
100%.
You know what I mean? Simple Plan does not hold up.
No.
Good Charlotte
doesn't really hold up.
Although I actually kind of liked their later stuff.
Yeah.
I liked, put up your hands, say I don't want to be in love. I don't want to be
just, I disengaged.
I just
point.
Read their Wikipedia page because my husband and I were in the car and we were debating like what was their breakout song. Like what it was, Little Things. I didn't even remember that. And then we went through the whole discography of
Good Charlotte. Of the Rich and the Famous.
Yeah, Good Charlotte. Oh, yeah.
But that was their second CD.
What?
I'm telling you.
But you know what? Good Charlotte does have some good stuff.
They're touring, and let me tell you, they look good, those brothers.
Really?
Oh my God. The one that's married to Nicole Richie, I saw him at Menchie's Yogurt with his two kids. And he was like serving me sexy dad, like helping out his daughter, helping out Harlow.
And with the reveal?
With the yogurt.
There you go. And with the reveal that Nicole Richie gets it, maybe we have to give that Madden some credit. Maybe he gets it.
Maybe he does. They seemed... I could never get a read on them, like if they were good people or not.
Right.
I never liked them, and I have a very specific reason why.
Okay, can we get
because
into it?
The one that was dating Hillary Duff, at the time,
it all goes back to Hillary Duff.
At the time, like Kelly Clarkson, like was also a big pop star, and Hillary Duff was a big pop star. They actually were kind of competing pop stars at the time.
Yeah.
And he said something shitty about Kelly Clarkson, and you never disrespect her.
No.
Sure, but
in my eyes,
that's our first American Idol,
which is also why I have a huge distaste for, and I have a passionate joy for the fact that she's not doing well. Is Avril Lavigne?
Okay. What are your thoughts on Avril?
She came for Kelly, and it's a never.
She
for
was
me.
16, man.
It's a never.
Give her a break.
No,
give her a break.
Ride or
I
die,
knew
Avril.
You'd say that.
Damn,
I knew you'd say that.
Damn,
I knew you would say that.
You
what
don't know.
I do have you near
the
near,
hours near. I spent sobbing to her first two CDs.
Jackie,
I
would
say,
blow this room up.
Jackie, can I tell you something?
Yes.
Her second album, what's it called again?
Remind Let me? It go or something.
No, no,
Let Go was the first one.
It doesn't matter.
The one with Don't Tell Me on.
Yeah.
And
wait, what's it called?
Song of all time,
my...
which is,
why don't I know? It has an
my
X
happy
on
ending.
It. I see the CD. I see the CD. It is black with an X on it.
Yes, I totally see it.
Our listeners are screaming at us through the phone. Hold on.
But don't you love that?
Second album.
Y'all all
Under
love
My
it.
Skin.
Under My Skin.
So that album,
yeah.
Back in the age of, you know, Discmans and all that. I was in China for 6 weeks visiting my family, was bored out of my mind, and my sister and I would trade the Discman, and we would play. That was like one of our three CDs that we had. I know that album top to bottom, like the back of my fucking hand.
How does it start?
Oh my God, wait, don't do this. Don't do this. Wait, no, fuck. I know. I just know every chord to freak out, let it go. Okay, hold on. How does it start? Hold on. Okay. I'm cheating a little bit, but
while he's doing this, let me say why I'm so hurt about Avril doing that.
It's the VMAs.
It was at the VMAs, and listeners of Las Culturistas know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, here's a short abridged version. Kelly and Justin Guarini were finalists on American Idol. They were the top two. They were giving Best New Artist. Avril Lavigne won. Avril Lavigne came up, and Kelly went to hug her, and Avril literally took her arm, lifted it over her head, took the award from her, and like pushed her out of the way, basically.
But don't you think that was like part of her image or something?
Sure, but
I mean,
she was. It does. I have,
she was a teenager, Matt.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
You've done.
You know who
shitty,
else is a teenager? Amy Fisher, and she, that Long Island Lolita, shot Mary Jo Buttafuoco in the face, and she was a teenager too.
Oh, God.
And if you don't know what that is, Bowen, it's because you're from Denver. You need to read a book.
Teenagers have to be held responsible for their actions.
Yes, they should go to prison. And Avril Lavigne should have gone to prison.
And people in Denver should read books because living in Denver precludes you from reading.
You don't know about the Long Island Lolita, Amy Fisher?
No, I don't fucking care.
Well, are you joking?
No.
You don't know about the Long Island Lolita?
No.
You know about the Long Island Lolita?
No.
Bowen Yang. Okay, this is such a good...
I think I've heard bits of it.
This is a Tanya Harding level thing of culture.
Okay,
it's really important.
I've heard little... Like, I know
you're
the contours
young,
of this.
Though.
I was.
Okay, they're back in the news, though, because Mary Jo was... Did you see Mary Jo was just on Megyn Kelly?
Oh, no.
Being they like, come up on Stern a lot, though.
They come
That's
up all the time.
Stern is still talking about these people?
I mean, if it comes up.
It's like the way that JonBenet Ramsey will still be on the cover of the National Enquirer.
Yeah, but because that was JonBenet Ramsey.
This was Amy Fisher.
This was... just as big, if not bigger. Do you remember Lorena Bobbitt?
No.
You love Lorena Bobbitt, Bowen.
You need to know your Lolitas.
What years were these? Because I might have been in Canada at this
Amy
point.
Amy Fisher was like 95, 96.
Yeah, I was in Canada.
Maybe
I didn't
even earlier.
Care.
Than
All right,
that.
But let me explain to you what you will be obsessed with the Long Island Lolita,
okay,
Amy Fisher.
Walk me through.
So the Long Island Lolita, Amy Fisher, was 17-year-old girl who was having an affair with like a guy
Joe Buttafuoco.
Joey Buttafuoco.
And how old is he?
And he was in his 40s.
Okay.
Like he was like
and
a
his
dad,
wife,
a suburban dad, and his
Mary,
wife was named Mary Jo.
Joe Buttafuoco.
So the one day Mary Jo Buttafuoco is in her. It's like after the kids have went to school. HPJ's laughing.
Where in Long Island is this?
I don't
Patch
know.
Hog, I slept,
let's just
Babylon.
Say. Let's just
okay.
say. Let's say. Massapequa Park.
Massapequa Park.
But so she's at home one day, like minding her own business, being a housewife. The doorbell
Mary
rings.
Jo? Okay,
Mary
yeah.
Jo. The doorbell rings, and it's this teenage girl
with a gun.
Amy.
Wait, no, she.
Oh.
The gun is not revealed
okay,
yet.
Got it. Okay.
So they proceed to have a 15-minute conversation where she says to her, "My little sister is having an affair with your husband, and I just wanted to tell you that." And they have like a 15-minute conversation. And towards the end of it, Mary Jo was like, "Who are you? What are you talking about? Like, you gotta go. Like, I'm going back in my house." Amy Fisher pulls out a gun, shoots her in the face. She survives. The next day, she's able to identify this girl. And then they find out that she has been having an affair with
Joe. She posed as her sister, though, at first?
No, she posed as her... She said, "I just want to tell you that my little sister has been having an affair with your husband."
But this is not the same... Oh, what's the little sister's name?
This is Amy Fisher. No, the little
that
sister
was
didn't
fake.
Exist.
Yeah.
It was Amy Fisher.
She was sort of testing the wife.
And
yeah.
So then where the Lyle and Lolita comes from is you found out that she was having an affair with...
Yeah, an older man.
And what she tried to say as her defense was that he was paying her and told her to do it. To kill his wife. And eventually, years later, Mary Jo divorced Joey. And now they're like tabloid figures. In fact, they tried to, Joey and Amy Fisher tried to pitch a reality show together like 10 years ago.
Well,
oh,
he was
no.
doing porn. She was doing
porn. She's a cam.
Separately.
She's a cam girl now.
I mean,
and
that's great.
Drew Barrymore
she gets
played
money
her.
Directly, yeah.
Drew Barrymore played her in a TV movie.
How did I not know about
now,
this?
Now, real quick, Lorena Bobbitt sliced her husband's dick off.
She cut her husband's
dick
off.
Oh, I know
off.
About her.
You
yeah,
know
yeah,
about
yeah,
Miss
yeah,
Bobbitt.
Miss Bobbitt's an icon.
You know yes. about Miss Bobbitt.
Yeah.
We all know about Miss Bobbitt.
Okay, but that's it? Like, a crazy teenager shot a woman in the face?
Avril didn't shoot anybody.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I have on good authority that Avril has a comeback coming. That's all I'm going to say. And
yeah.
I'm here for it, honestly.
Okay, what is this? The
I'll say
fifth
this.
Resuscitation? I'm just kidding. I love Avril, too.
Here's why it hurts. When she did that, I was so hurt because I loved Avril.
I love
Let
her.
That go. It was more than a decade
no,
ago.
No, when people show you who they are, believe you. Who said that?
People who show you who they are, believe them?
Believe them.
Is Maya that
Angela.
Somebody on
Maya,
Top Model?
Ms. Maya Angelou. Yes, that was actually...
season one. Season
Takara.
Takara,
yes.
Yeah.
I saw her at the nail salon once.
Tyra?
Takara.
Takara.
I see all the Next Top Model people at my commercial auditions, and it just breaks my heart.
Oh, I know.
It's like, it did nothing. Nothing came from
there's
that.
There's Yael.
There's Yael.
I'm just guessing one of their names was Yael.
I'm sure there was a Yael.
I mean, your only outlets for after you leave that show is now to like your
Instagram, sell skinny tummy tea.
Or just like be a, she's not even a Real Housewife. Fucking, what's her face?
Eva?
Eva, yeah.
Well, no, she's getting added to the main cast of Real Housewives
of
Atlanta.
That's a good
one. Yes, Eva is. No, she'll be fit and great.
Eva's great.
But on the most recent season, there was one girl, I won't name her because it's embarrassing, but she was then seen training at our friend's restaurant afterwards. Like,
You know what? It's hard out there.
It's hard out there.
It's hard out there, but also, man.
It's hard out there, and you only get so many chances, Avril Lavigne. So don't not hug my girl.
And she struck once. That's one strike.
One strike.
I think you need to
second strike spitting at the paparazzi.
Stop. You need to balance which she is right to do. You have to balance that against all the goodwill, the good she's put out in the world. Her second album, Take Me Away. How does it start?
It talks about a human rights speech.
I find a way to describe it. It's there inside. All I do is hide.
Yes, voice.
I wish that it would just go away. What would you do? You do if you knew.
Yes.
And she goes, all the pain I thought I knew. All of this being part of you. She's right in my range.
Yes.
It was ripe for me in my coming of age.
Yes.
So she must be a go-to karaoke for you.
Happy end. Well, okay. So I was in a pop punk cover band.
Happy endings.
Called Punk Rock Barbie.
And you must have recovered some of her songs.
I did Skater Boy and Happy Ending.
Happy Ending is so good.
It's so good.
Together is so good. Don't tell me. He wasn't.
Yeah.
He wasn't what I wanted, what I thought now.
He wouldn't even open up the door.
So.
Of the door.
See, okay.
Ooh, it's in your range.
Of the door. You have to admit, Matt, can you concede that she's a good songwriter?
I can see that she can write hooks. The lyrics are literally bad. If you look at the lyrics for My Happy Ending, they don't, they're, it's not English, you guys. I mean, it's bad. But I do love I'm With You. I'm with you.
I'm With You holds up.
I think I'm With You holds up, definitely.
Keep Holding On from Aragon holds up.
I think, and don't forget, she also wrote Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson.
It's true.
So she ended up writing her songs.
Yeah, but not on purpose. You know how that works.
Yeah, but then she must have had something to be like, okay, fine, you know what? This is going to Kelly.
I'm going to investigate that moment further because I don't feel it's okay for me to comment not knowing the full story and seeing the footage myself.
I mean, Kelly has commented on it in the years ensuing, and then...
But, you know, I'm from Dallas, like Kelly. I saw the American Idol tour the first year.
Same girl.
In my hometown of Dallas, Kelly's hometown. It was
a
powerful
moment.
Wow,
that must have been special.
But you know what? I'm sick of her trying to act like she's a comedian. Can you just...
Wow.
I know. I don't find her charming. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't find her charming.
Here's the thing.
I love this.
I'm not angry.
Yes.
Because I don't know if it's the right decision for her to be doing the daytime talk show thing, to be doing the personality driven thing.
It's not
too
for me.
Much.
It's not for
I
me.
Think that in small doses, it's great. I have a concern, and please everyone understand, you know I say this with love. I have a concern that she'll oversaturate this thing of, wow, what a down home, like fun, like just like us kind of person. You can only take so much of that. And I also worry sometimes when she talks about like politics, only because one time she supported Ron Paul. And I was just like, I know that she's, you know, from Texas, and I know that like she's not necessarily a Second Amendment queen, but I know that she's, you know, NRA and like all these things, which is, you know, it's your choice. But
yeah,
sometimes
it's cool. She's a member for a Russian NRA, funnel for
good.
Russian money. Oh yeah, let's. Yes, Stan Kelly, go, keep going.
This is kind of what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay,
she should be known for her amazing voice.
In
yeah,
her career
and
has been really
and
good.
And so should Avril.
No, she doesn't have an amazing voice.
Yes, sure she does.
It's nice to know that you were there.
You're right.
another nigga down.
You're being so unfair.
You are holding a fucking grudge, and you need to let it go. Like the second album. Go.
Yeah, there is this weird double standard here between Avril and
Kelly. You better shut the fuck up.
Why? What
and
am
I'm
doing?
Gonna point you in your face because how Why? Dare you doing? When she said super kawaii?
Yeah.
You know that,
no, that
she appropriated.
Yes,
she
yes.
appropriated
and you wanna
it
know
worse
something?
Than Gwen Stefani ever.
You
want
to know something? I didn't even fucking care when Hello Kitty came out. Didn't care.
It was called Hello Kitty.
I mean, you know, and it was not a proud moment. That's not a moment on her trajectory that I would like to highlight. Okay?
Come, kitty, you're so pretty, pretty.
I will say this is not defending her. I'm just saying she's huge in Asia to this day.
Yeah,
they support
really?
Her and keep her afloat.
And yeah, because- so it was a marketing ploy. It wasn't the right one, but like it made sense for her to write a Japanese song.
All I'm saying is just keep your eyes peeled for the next few months is all I'm
okay,
saying.
Okay, so wait.
Spill some tea.
How much else, what else do you know? We need to know, Jackie.
I will tell you off the air.
I can't what? Believe
this isn't a celebrity.
You? She's coming in here covering the tracks.
We're getting more tea from Jackie than
PR.
We have any of our...
Honey, call my
publicist. Call my
publicist. I can't afford a publicist. Are you kidding me?
Call
but
my publicist.
I'll tell you
my
after.
Publicista.
Can I brag real quick?
Brag.
So I had a birthday party last year. It was a pop punk birthday party.
Love that.
It was Nobody Likes You When You're 33.
I love that.
And we all wore like 2000s clothes.
Oh,
and
fun.
I got sent a birthday video from Avril. So I'm on her. I'm a stan.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk bad about her.
Mm-hmm. I
you know,
that.
And. There is an Avril video in my phone and in my heart.
Oh my God.
So let's just say I track her career closely.
Yes.
And get excited because her next song I think might be big.
Wow.
Here's what I'm feeling right now. I'm in a really conflicted and like really troubling place, Joe.
She's a member of the NRA.
Because
it's a Russian op.
I feel that you were a better we don't know every club Avril is in, bitch. I feel like you have been a better friend. That moment was insane.
You are defending Kelly Clarkson so hard against your best friend who is holding her accountable for her problematic politics.
Did you see her do that, like, sit down, be humble medley?
Yeah, that was...
Come on.
Why is she covering Kendrick?
I'm not...
They cut to the
charm
to the audience
isn't
and the black...
there for me. The charm isn't there for me. I think, oh, great, you know, you're funny. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not...
Stop trying to make it happen,
this is
honey.
Huge.
Kelly Clarkson's comedy career? I don't think so, honey.
America fell in love with her for her personality and her voice.
Yes.
I think she has an amazing personality, effervescent, beautiful.
It's
I'm
fun,
so happy
it's
for
different,
her. It's
yes.
fun. But I agree with you. Like, I don't know if the talk show is the best use of energy.
Yeah.
But when we could be maybe focusing on the tour, mm-hmm. you know, focusing on. I even think The Voice is great. I think she's good on The
fantastic.
Voice.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm excited about that.
I would be on
that.
Team Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't? She just won.
Yeah.
P.S. though, Christina. I mean, if I was on The Voice and there was any option,
uh-huh.
it would
Christina?
Be Christina.
Well, she shades The Voice now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't
Something
like
happened.
It at all.
Something
she's like,
happened.
It became like everything else. She's like on record saying like, Ugh. It became
well,
like everything else in this industry.
I mean, how many more, has anyone come out of The Voice? I mean, there's an issue there.
Yeah. Here's my thing with The Voice though. I don't think any, and I feel this way about singing competitions in general now. They don't mean the same thing they used to mean, whereas like American no. Idol used to be, if you won,
yes.
you were a superstar.
Well, there's just not that big of an audience anymore. There's so much distribution of,
right.
of views now.
And
right,
I feel
right.
like now what The Voice does and what American Idol does is it gives them a credit
mm-hmm.
like that then allows them to pay their bills singing.
Yeah.
Like then they can tour. You know what I mean? Like I feel like if you leave one of these
a lot
shows,
of them go to Broadway.
Yeah. And yeah, if yeah, you yeah. leave one of these shows. You know, we were just watching, Dave, Ariel, and I were watching videos last night after the VMAs. Diana DeGarmo.
Oh, Diana.
She's hot
The
now.
Children have forgotten Diana DeGarmo.
Yeah.
She can sing her
Hell.
Ass
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yep. and she looks really good, too. I yeah. just saw a photo of her, and I was like,
yeah,
yeah girl.
And I bet she pays
she
her bills
up.
Singing.
Of
so she has to look at it like it was a mm-hmm, success. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, are you Kelly Clarkson level? Are you Carrie Underwood level? Even like, you know.
Oh, I love her.
Carrie Underwood, you know, she's a problematic one too.
Oh, yeah.
What'd she do?
Just being a country singer is problematic.
Mm, yeah. I agree. But Jesus Take the Wheel, life anthem.
Jesus Take the Wheel.
Jackie, can you give
Before
us.
Before he cheats.
Before he cheats
is a bop.
Can you give us some hint as to the musicality of the next Avril single or no? like what it's going to sound like, what the sonic quality is. It's that. You're keeping it that close to the vest.
She's
I love
tight
it.
Lived.
It's
love
insider
that
info. I can't. Oh my it's god! Not, it's not.
It's from Camp Avril.
It's from Camp Avril.
Listen, Camp Avril is the title of this episode.
Let's just say I'm really good at Googling.
Yes. Honestly, when you
Google the pop star, that's how you know.
I found Shia LaBeouf's address.
That's actually right. Rule of culture number 44. When you Google the pop star, that's how you know.
Now, God, Avril, I'm with Jackie on this. I'm Team Avril. The different language versions of Girlfriend were iconic. There's a Mandarin version of Girlfriend.
She recorded them?
She recorded French, Spanish, Mandarin, and there was one more, but it's just, hey, you, je n'aime pas ta copine, or no me gusta ta novia, or tu novia, or
no me gusta ta novia.
But then for the Chinese, you want to know what she did for the Chinese version?
Yes, do it.
Did not stick to the original melody. Here's what she goes. Here's what she does. Hey, you, 我不喜欢你女朋友. She sings on one tone. It's just one.
She was just trying to get the words right.
I mean, she wanted to, you know, be respectful.
She wanted to be respectful, and it was a hit in China. So there you go.
Oh God. Honestly, whatever. Look, Avril.
I never knew where this pod was going to turn, and this is not where I thought it would turn.
Listen, this is the turn.
I mean, Joy Bought a Fuco, the Long Island Lolita, Avril's career mishaps. I mean, what?
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about dogs that much.
No. We got into dogs.
Yeah.
What was the first thing that you said? You said pop.
Oh. What was it? Oh, The Sims.
The Sims.
The Sims.
Did y'all ever play?
I mean,
all the time.
Yeah. I loved it. Did you play for keeps for real?
I played for real. I would waste the hours I've lost to The Sims.
Same.
Truly insane. And then I tried to. I have The Sims 3 back at home, like at my apartment. And for a while there, like when Facebook was still like a viable thing, I would go on Facebook Live and I figured out the way to go live to do like basically a Twitch stream of me playing The Sims and just me taking crowdsourced suggestions about what to do next.
That's fun.
And it was a huge failure. But, you know, The Sims
I would have
like,
tuned in.
Thanks. I only got as far as like this mother and her daughter living in this house and the daughter sleeping with the mother's boyfriend.
Ooh,
it was juicy.
I would always just put in the secret code.
Yeah, same.
And then just like
you
make,
had to.
Make the most lavish house and then like just try to have them fuck in a big house.
Yeah.
The house
like
design.
Now they're gonna fuck in the billiards room. Ooh, let's make them fuck in the bathroom.
They can only fuck on the bed.
I know. I would put a bed in those rooms.
Okay.
I think they could fuck in the jacuzzi.
They can fuck in the jacuzzi.
They can fuck in the jacuzzi too. Yeah. Remember the sex bed that was shaped
yes,
like a heart?
Yes, and it vibrated.
Yes.
Sometimes if you would put them in that bed, a baby would immediately pop
yes,
out.
Yes,
like the
yes.
little
no pregnancy.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
See, like, oh, got a kid now.
I also logged hours playing that game. However, like the most of what's occupied in my mind during that time is Roller Coaster Tycoon. I would play all the time.
Yeah. I love those sandbox games.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're great. But The Sims, like, it was actually a pretty good like writing tool.
Really? Because
you would just like be like, how do I want to fuck shit? It gives you space to project all your weird creative impulses on.
100%.
Wouldn't you agree?
Like 100%.
It was a good like.
It was
sandbox.
It was also like a morality thing, you know?
Yes.
Because for me, my first reaction was like, well, I want them to be the mayor. I want them to have a successful life.
I want them
to have nice things. I want them to be happy.
Right.
But then there's part of me that's like, I'm going to drown them in the pool.
Yeah.
You know, it's like such a duality of our minds.
It's such a weird God thing.
Yes.
Mini God complex that you
have. It was so fun to set people on fire.
To set people on fire, to remove the ladder from the pool.
Exactly.
Yes,
yes. Yeah, honestly, too, like if we could go back and like look at the houses that we created, it would be a wonderful eye back into our personal
100%.
Style at its very beginnings.
Yes.
I remember I used a lot of chain print.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know what you're talking about. They had a whole line.
They had a whole
the couch,
thing.
The carpet. Yeah. There was like a rug.
Yeah.
The cheetah print at the time was like.
Chic.
The chic. And that was like the peak. The
and
pinnacle.
Also, this was around the same time period that we're talking about. Which
with Avril.
2003, 2004.
Yeah.
Like this was around when this time was.
It was a beautiful time.
It was.
For
were
me.
Were you like in middle school, high school then?
Yeah.
Okay.
High
yeah.
school.
So I think we're around 2008. I graduated.
Okay, I graduated in 2003. So
2003.
It's fine.
Yeah, but it's all. The
I don't
same.
Lie about my age. It's fine. But
no,
it's such a beautiful time.
It was beautiful.
It know? Was truly a beautiful time. And honestly, I always say the age of the metrosexual.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself dating a metrosexual man?
You know what is so tragic? Every guy I've ever dated has been the same person.
Which is what?
Just like a white guy with brown hair and like medium build.
And like not necessarily, what kind of like flavor are they? What are they serving in terms of flavor?
Well, I like...
How did that personality taste?
Sense of humor.
Yeah. Gotta love it.
Intelligence. Mm-hmm. Being a good person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being self-sufficient.
Okay. What's your husband do?
He's a UCB teacher and a writer
in LA. Oh, mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yep. He's like a master improviser.
Ooh. What's his name?
Who is?
His name's Adam McCabe.
Oh, we know Adam McCabe.
Y'all do?
Yeah.
We know of.
Of him.
Yeah.
We don't know
He's
him.
On Bangarang.
We it's have like never a, had Bangarang. The pleasure. Yeah. We have never had the distinct pleasure of meeting
Adam McCabe.
Well, when you're in L.A.
We're going to meet.
Which y'all were in L.A. because you did Gabe. You had Gabrison.
We were in L.A. for a bit.
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
And then I went back. I returned.
Ooh, we can announce maybe prematurely on the pod. We'll be back.
We can announce.
We'll be back in December, maybe for a live show.
Yeah. Oh, no. Maybe, it's not a maybe. It's happening. We confirmed.
I'm teasing.
Yeah, he was teasing, but I'm not teasing.
And maybe Jackie can do it.
Yeah. Yes. And now y'all have to come on Natribute.
Oh, my God. I really got ready today. I listened. I put you on. I put on a cheap face mask from a sheet mask from Urban Outfitters, mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm ready to talk about
that. I have a question. Okay, so I do want to make sure that we ask for some beauty tips.
Okay, yes. Now, and then I need to do my I don't think so, honey. Oh, yeah. Prepared.
Oh, no, please.
Oh, trust us.
We're getting there.
Okay.
All right, but here's
don't turn that fucking mic off.
No. Hey, HPJ, get your hands off of that mic. Don't turn it off.
How dare you?
How dare you, Joe? How dare you?
What are you asking?
Y'all are so special.
What?
I'm telling you.
Oh, God,
I just,
Jackie.
Like I said, Bjorg versus McEnroe. Here.
Wow.
Well, who's McEnroe?
I think Matt's McEnroe.
Yeah.
Because I get really angry.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I have a Swedish simplicity about me.
But yes. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this is good to
know.
What
were you going to ask me?
Here's what I'll ask. Okay. So I'm lucky. I have mm-hmm. I have good skin.
Yeah.
Like,
I've never.
Thank you for saying. I never have had a problem with my skin.
Yeah.
And I think that I thought I found like the key.
Yeah.
To maintain that, which was coconut oil.
Okay.
Oh. And then I was told, do not use that on your face. And here's the thing. Almost like psychosomatically, here's what happened. I have been like shaving a lot more because a friend of mine said, you look better shaven than unshaven. I was like, okay, I'm going to trust this person. So I've been shaving a lot. Oftentimes when I shave, like my skin will look at its best that day or the next day. And so what I've been doing is I've been putting a little bit of coconut oil on my skin too, because I figured, how could this be bad? And everyone has been complimenting me on my skin lately after I put the coconut oil on. Then I was sitting in the makeup chair on a product I was doing, and the makeup artist was like, I don't even have to do too much to you. What have you been using? And I said, coconut oil. And she looked at me with panic in her eyes and said, don't use coconut oil. It's going to clog your pores.
Yeah.
The next day,
uh-oh,
there's a little pimple right here. So I think, is it psychosomatic or is coconut oil not good?
You know, this is a debate as old as time.
Wow. Oh my God, along with, you know, religion.
I thought coconut oil was invented 2 days ago.
It's right up there with...
with religion.
With religion and, you know...
the wars.
And the wars.
I've heard coconut oil will create a barrier so it actually won't... it won't let moisture in as opposed to moisturizing... But then I've heard it's great.
You know, it says on the little bottle, it says use hands, face, feet, body.
It's the MacGyver of skincare.
I'm sorry, it doesn't say face.
Yeah.
On the one I have. And then I was like, but it's been working for me. And then literally the next day I have like a
because
pimple.
Maybe it's too aggressive for your face skin, which is more sensitive.
I think don't put it on your face.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
However, a lot of people use it to remove their liquid lipstick or their eye makeup. So if it works, do it for you. But I think it's too thick of an oil for your face.
Yes.
She said that it made sense.
And your skin isn't oily enough. Like my skin is super oily. And so I feel like it would, like I've started to use oil cleansers every now and then. And I found that it's better at just still moisturizing while stripping down dirt. Like you don't have, your skin is pretty.
Well, here's what I want. I want just something that's going to like make me look fresher. Because oftentimes like if I don't get a lot of sleep, I will get the bags under my eyes. And it's hard to get away. And I like, that's what I'm really looking for. It's just like a more kind of like youthful appearance in my eyes. Like
a
what
brightening.
A
brightening serum.
A brightening
like a
serum?
A vitamin C for the morning.
Serums daily or no?
Yeah.
Daily? Okay.
And what is it? Like a rub? Like a...
It depends on what serum you get. Like I always ask price point. Like, are you a Sephora girl or are you a Target girl? You know what
Target
I mean?
Target girl.
Okay, because I was going to say Drunk Elephant, which Drunk is Elephant. Sephora.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
I love that name.
Well, I have
I know, and
so
their packaging is so cute.
Cute.
In terms of Target price point, I would try Yes to Blueberries.
Okay.
You know Yes to.
Jackie, this is you're such a resource.
You know they have Yes to Carrots, Yes to Tomatoes,
Yes
to Bukkakis.
Uh-huh.
They have them all.
Yeah.
But I think just make sure, but I'm pretty sure the Yes to Blueberry would be a great like antioxidant one, and it's like $8. It smells delicious.
Okay, good. I can't wait.
And you can get Yes to at Target.
You know
they
what
got
I love?
Scrubs.
I love like the kind of like salt uh-huh. scrub in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What
on
the,
your face?
Yeah. I like to put it in my face. It just makes me feel
sure
alive.
Yeah, just, I love that too. An invigorating scrub.
But don't exfoliate too much.
No.
Well,
that's
another debate.
I don't know because men, I feel like can handle it, because your skin is different. It's just a fact. I heard Pharrell does a hardcore exfoliation every day.
Wow. and he looks like a baby.
And he looks fantastic.
He does.
Jackie, I don't want to just like hog up this time for your advice, but I
would love it. This is what I live for.
Okay, great.
Yes, come on. This is a talent.
I have the shiniest face in the world. And even if when I do switch to an oil cleanser, it doesn't make that big of a difference.
What are you using daytime? You doing a moisturizer?
Here's what I'm doing.
Okay. Because they make great like oil control stuff.
Got it. Even the oil control, I'm like, is this real? I'm doing just a basic natural like aloe green tea, whatever the heck, face wash.
Cleanser.
Mm-hmm. Tone.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
Then
strong.
I'm gonna put. I have every now and then, twice a week, I'll put a little bit of essence on, and
Look
then do do moisturizer. I'm sticking to like Korean stuff.
Yes.
Like at least the routine.
Yes.
And I can't tell if it's working. Like I truly don't see a difference. There's nothing discernible for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still shiny and stuff, and like I don't know if like. Is dewy supposed to be good? Because dewy for me is like extra shine.
Well, that's the thing. The grass is always greener.
Yeah.
It's like, I wish my hair was curly and curly-haired versus I wish my hair was straight.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd kill for a do, honestly.
You would?
At this stage, I would kill for a do. When I was schlepping through New York earlier today, I was like, oh, I'm dewy. Like I felt sweat on my face, and I don't sweat really that much. And I was like, "Oh my god, I'm dewy right now."
Wow,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so grass
I
want to
recommend
greater.
Something for you,
please. Okay, she's looking something up.
Well, I'm gonna go on Nashbeaut.com. Because this is the best resource because what happens is my guests come on, and then you can search anything.
Wait,
so,
I didn't know the website was this much of a source.
Oh, no, it's a whole blog.
Honey,
it's like, there's so much on there.
Don't play.
No, this is a goddamn brand.
It is a brand. And basically, I've had guests on and that had oily skin.
Uh-huh.
And then here we go.
You have a good mix of guests on, too.
I try.
Such a good mix.
Yeah, we try to keep it just interesting, fun, fresh. So all kinds of people.
Yes.
But then some indie brand owners, some makeup artists, some comedians, some actors, some artists, some writers, all types of people.
Yeah.
Primarily women, but we just try to, I like
Full
everyone's
sample.
Opinion. I don't want to just have on people who want to only use what I use or whatever.
Yeah.
No.
I have people
great.
Who don't even wear makeup come on and they go, I think this industry is bullshit and like, whatever. And I'm like, cool, I want to hear about that.
Love
kind of
that.
So,
love
yeah.
that. Ooh, Jackie's a pro.
I'm trying to find this
She's
one
a pro.
Product for you, especially if you like Korean.
Yeah.
Honey, you're going to love. Here it is.
Here we go.
So my friend Amy Spaulding was on, who's cute as a bug. She writes LGBT, what's the young
YA,
adult novels?
YA.
This is her new book right here. Okay, let me find this product. Have you ever heard of COSRX?
No.
It's a Korean brand. But the thing about Nashbeaut is I try to only talk about cruelty-free, like we were talking about, animals.
Yes.
And unfortunately, Korea banned animal testing, 100% banned.
But
if they sell in mainland China, then they are... then they test on animals because it's part of the
China sucks.
You know,
there's a loophole.
I think it'll change though because more people are getting wise to it. So there's some Korean brands that test on animals, But there are some that don't. Costar Rex is one of them that doesn't. And you can get it at Riley Rose if you live in a metropolitan area. Then okay. Riley Rose is like the new cousin of Sephora. It's like all cute, millennial, and whatever.
Oh!
They have Costar Rex there. They have like moisture pads. They have essences. They have the best sunscreen because are we sunscreening, boys?
We're honestly, sunscreening every now and
not
then.
When I don't have to. Yeah, I really should be
to.
Doing it all
we
the time.
To, we need to.
I know. Really? I know it's like rule number one.
I'm telling you, especially truly. In New York.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because it's all the toxic crap in the air from the cars and yeah. Everything coming at us. Okay, I'm finding
so
this.
You're here in New York and are you feeling like ugh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a lot. Okay. Murad Oil Control Mattifier.
Okay, I need a mattifier.
SPF 15, which isn't enough SPF if you ask
sure,
me.
Sure.
But definitely need to get that
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
And then the Costar Rex Aloe Soothing Sunscreen SPF 50 PA +++.
What's the PA?
That's the UVA and the UVB rays. Oh. If you are buying a sunscreen that doesn't have PA +++ on it, it's not doing anything for you.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's not blocking those UVAs, honey. Yeah, okay? Yeah. There's UVA and UVB. If it says broad spectrum, that's not enough. It needs to say broad spectrum, SPF, PA +++.
Here's something, here's something I want to know.
Yes.
When are you putting on too much stuff?
I
want to know that.
Slope.
I want to know that because honestly, like, I know that all this stuff would be good, but right. Like, how many, like, even like, you know, stuff you ingest, like vitamins is too much,
right.
You put in your skin is too much. Like, right. What's like, I guess everyone's different.
Listen to your body, listen to your skin.
Mm.
When you do skincare, you're supposed to do thinnest to thickest so that your face absorbs everything right.
Ah.
If you ever do a skincare routine and your skin, you feel stuff on it afterwards, or it's like you can see it pilling under your fingers,
yeah.
You didn't do it right, or something's not agreeing with you. So just, it's all about trial and error.
Love that.
And having fun. But there is a routine, like you were saying, there's you cleanse, then you tone, then you serum, then you moisture.
Yes.
And then you do an oil after if you need one, but I think y'all don't need an oil.
There you go. But serum, but it's serum before moisture.
Serum before. Oh, and eye cream after toner, because if you put too much shit, your eye cream will be blocked.
Wow.
And I'm trying to get that eye area looking snatched.
Yeah,
It looks snatched
it
on Jackie.
It does look extremely snatched.
I've been up since early hours,
and
know?
She doesn't look. She looks fresh.
Listen, I try to keep fresh for
you know,
y'all.
Oh, you know what I did when I was home? Because my parents just had it lying around, and I just read on some blog to do it. I did just pure Manuka honey on my face.
Uh-huh.
10
very
minutes.
Moisturizing, right?
Yeah. 10 minutes, wash it off. My skin felt like a baby's ass. It was amazing.
It's a very hot product right now.
Right. And
ingredient.
And you eat a spoonful of it and like a cold goes away. I love it.
Oh, wow.
I need that.
It is like a miracle thing.
Because you know what I woke up with today?
Uh-oh.
The tiniest little thing in the back of my throat. And it can't be.
Humidifier.
And maybe we go to Whole Foods after this, buy some Manuka honey.
We're going
to
get some Manuka honey after this.
Is
after
there a
this.
Whole Foods
you and I,
here?
We're going to get together.
There's
we're going to get Manuka honey.
On 3rd Street and 3rd Avenue. If you go down. Down that way.
We need to get a Manuka honey.
I'm going down.
Wait, I want to ask Jackie one final question before we move on. I don't think so.
Final question.
I admire your lifestyle so much because on top of all this, you're vegan, and I would imagine that it's so exhausting having to like curate your choices. And just have to research everything that you consume. But so is the way to sort of like combat that, like just to like find joy in that research or?
Ooh, that's beautiful. Well, I always say on Nashville, do your damn best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do your damn best. Forgive yourself. Love yourself. Live your life one day at a time.
Mm. Yes.
And do your best. So it's so crazy the levels of veganism and how deep you can go.
Oh, yeah.
You can just decide one day, like, I'm done eating meat. I'm done eating dairy. But then you still wear your Nikes. You still, you know, so many things. You still use Neutrogena. Whatever, test on animals, whatever.
Yeah.
So there's so many layers to it, and it's just, it gets really crazy.
Yeah.
So do your best. In terms of cosmetics, like you just said, Manuka honey. I don't use Manuka honey. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because of
veganism. Yeah.
Right. I do my best.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah. But
and I've learned, I've bought things on accident, and then I get home, and I was about to like write up about it on Nashby.com, like, oh my God, this amazing new brow product that I got at a vegan retreat.
Oh, and
I
wasn't
get
vegan?
Home and there's lanolin in it, which is derived out of sheep's wool,
which
I'm like, I don't really want that on my face, but also I don't like the idea. It's fine. You know, the wool industry is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, fuck, I'm not going to shout this out, but I'm not going to throw it away. I'm going to use it till
it's
done.
Yeah.
Release.
Yeah.
Release. Forgive myself.
Yes. And
for
forever.
Having 1 week minute for not Googling it before I bought it.
It's okay.
Even though a vegan fucking recommended it to me, but whatever.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. There's so many layers to it. So everybody do your best.
Sure.
If you really want to be all vegan with your cosmetics, you just have to only buy from vegan brands.
Yeah.
You know, it's the easiest way.
Got it.
How long has this been an interest of yours? Like beauty in general? Like,
well, I was raised by a very glamorous, my mother is like, well, glamorous
from the
rodeo
queen. Where from? Texas.
Dallas,
Texas.
Yeah.
Texas. Mm-hmm. So then like, was it, were there pageants?
Oh
like,
yeah.
I love that.
Oh yeah.
Pageant, you have a pageant background.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Take it seriously.
Well,
we look back on it fondly.
Well,
complicated.
Yeah. Basically, I was a singer as a child and I was really good.
Mm.
I mean, I've posted videos of it that I wept when I saw now. Because it's just so powerful to see a little girl singing a song about heartbreak so earnestly.
Wow.
She literally has no idea.
Yep.
Like, I was three.
One of my favorite things.
Three, singing Crazy by Patsy Cline at the State Fair of Texas.
Oh.
On the main
one of the
stage.
Most layered ones. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
So like, it's powerful. So I was a good singer. I had a vocal coach and she was like, oh, you should do pageants because her granddaughter did pageants. And so my parents were like divorced and busy and they were kind of like, yeah, sure, go take voice lessons, do that,
sure,
get out of the house, I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started doing them, but I was kind of like Little Miss Sunshine. Like, I was kind of clueless and was always the one with like the crappiest dress and like, you know, and the award for the child who got the least help from their parents, Lisa Simpson.
Oh,
I'm Idaho.
God.
You know, but it was interesting. And I look back at it and it's crazy.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, my mom, I had a lot of curlers. I wore a lot of curlers.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, but it's a thing. That's crazy.
I don't know. It's easy for me as an outsider to romanticize all this for you. But, you know,
right.
yeah. But that's, you know. But then it sort of got you where you are today.
I guess. I don't remember enjoying it.
Yeah, okay.
But
right.
I'm
oh, that sucks.
But I'm sure I did it on some level because why was I doing it? I could have been like, I would rather sit home and play The Sims. You know what
sure.
I mean?
Yeah.
But I wasn't that deep into it. My friend was like Little Miss Texas, this, and this like, title.
She was snatching trophies.
For real. Yeah.
Trophies taller than her.
Yeah.
Crowns that would hit the ceiling of this room. I mean, she was like super into it, and I feel like always seeing her, and then I would always win talent, but I would never win overall ever.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I was just kind of shitty.
That's
on it. It felt shitty, you know.
Honestly, okay, here's the thing, Jackie. You're out there, Texas pageant circuit, winning talent trophies. You have that in common with Beyonce.
Yeah.
So just like, just
I mean,
just
listen,
hold that,
I,
you know.
But it set me up for all this. I love like the idea of like accessible glamour.
Yes.
And,
absolutely.
And everyone deserves that.
Yes.
And finding how to get that in your life and what you want to use and not use and tracking that and just doing what makes you feel the most beautiful.
Ooh.
On the inside and out, and that beauty is for you. It's
yes.
not for anyone else, it's for you.
Oh, I love that.
So that's kind of what Natch Beauty is, and I just love Natch Butte. We mainly talk with comedians, you
yes,
know,
yes.
and my friends and my friends that are actors of it. And I'm just like, so what are you using right now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm using this. Why? I don't know. I've been using it for 8 years. Does it work? I guess. Honey, I can find you something that works better, that's
yes.
not tested on animals, that, you know, supports women of color, you know, all these
love
other things.
That. Love that.
And that's kind of what it is. We're just having fun.
And also, a word commonly used on the pod, honey.
Honey.
Yeah.
I know, we know something about that. You were a honey.
My fans are called the Honeys.
The Honeys.
And they name themselves
honeys.
That.
I love that.
They name themselves that. Well, that's why
I do
like,
think so, Honeys.
That's why this resonates so deeply with me, your work. Because I get it. I almost
it's
bought a shirt.
A word.
Have y'all ever heard of Mystique Boutique?
No.
No.
I saw it on my, I walked past it. It's on Canal. It's kind of in that area, but I went in and they had a shirt that said Honey. But they were all
did you go
out
shopping
of my
today?
Size. Yeah, I kind of just went around
like
and did my
around.
Thing.
Sure,
yeah.
sure, sure.
I got a salt bagel with vegan schmear.
I love a
Welcome
salt bagel.
To New York.
Oh, I love
Thank
em.
You. Thank
oh,
you for saying em. That.
Well
because
done.
we need to legitimize salt bagels.
I agree. I didn't even know they were a thing. My friends that live in LA that are from New York, they used to always buy bagels and I'd always eat them. And I was like, what is this? Because I am a salt freak.
I love
salt. I add salt to almost
everything. Oh yeah, we're Matt and I are little sodium boys.
We're little yes. sodium boys. If we get into the restaurant and there's soy sauce, it's on.
It is
what
on.
I'm eating.
Yes,
my sister, as she's listening, hi Yang. My sister will always get on my case about before I even taste the food, putting salt on it.
Yeah.
She's like, why are you doing that? Like, you don't have to do it yet.
It brings out the taste.
There
it sure does.
It sure does. Now,
just a little bit on top, baby.
And also, when people, now I have my, I don't think so, honey, never mind.
Okay, I just want to say, Jackie, that was a great answer about.
I just realized one.
Amazing. That was. I love that answer about your approach to veganism, or just your suggestion to everyone to just do their best, because even at whatever layer they're at,
we all know how fucking horrible it is by now. We all know.
Oh,
you know
the culture or what?
Just
the world
of animals.
Yes. You'd have to be blind and deaf.
Yeah, and all the reasons because the environmental impact, the health. We all know
that's because
it's hard to. Rehabilitate your brain and life around this entire new set of principles that we have not been told our whole life. I mean, I grew up in Texas in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, you think I don't know my way around the Chili's menu, bitch?
Yes.
I know my way. Okay.
Ooh,
so
Cajun
what was,
chicken.
Was there
pasta.
Recently a documentary with Natalie Portman that she did about it? Called Eating Animals?
Eating Animals.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I don't need to.
Yeah.
Like Earthlings, I don't need to see it.
Because you're aware already of the realities.
I know it all.
Yeah.
I know it all. And there's a ton of docs. Cowspiracy,
we got to watch. But
I mean, they're all great.
Eating Animals is specifically about factory farming. They focus on factory
farming. I don't.
And you know all that already.
I don't need to see it. It'll only upset me.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm
well aware.
But I was just, and I think the point of the documentary is what Jackie's alluding to is that any level, any layer you're at in veganism, you will make an impact in some way. And that's just
be down with it. Like, I have friends and family members who literally won't eat a meal without meat on the plate. They won't.
That's crazy.
And do you? But I think I'm just down if you're down to like go get some with me and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just, you know, little differences everywhere.
And make a little change, it goes a long way.
Oh, and babe,
at first.
All the vegan restaurants out there, cute as hell, delicious food.
Tasting cute as hell.
There you go,
that's
Lizzo.
A new song by Lizzo.
Okay, tasting cute as hell.
I've been having the most amazing like vegan food trip around New York.
Yes.
My honeys gave me tons of recs.
Yes.
There's some diner in Brooklyn.
Are you meeting up with the honeys while you're here?
Yeah,
I heard you're doing a meetup. Mm-hmm. Yes, that sounds so fun.
Yeah.
That's
I just
great.
Want to give back. I'm just kidding. No, I just need somebody to tell me they're listening.
I went.
You know how untangible this is.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
It doesn't feel like anyone's listening.
But then the people who do are just the best.
Yes.
Great vegan restaurants in Montreal. I went to one with Julio, and it was delish.
Oh yes,
amazing
I remember
brunch.
You guys did this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think it's time.
I think it's time.
Or I don't think so, honey. So Matt and I will go first. This is I don't think so, honey. This is, of course, our minute long segment where we take 1 minute to rally on something in culture. And I would say thanks to Jean-Guinet Ramsey in that review, we're returning to form here.
Jean-Guinet, by the way, needs to be a writer if they're not.
Oh,
that
wonderful
was so
review.
Beautiful prose.
Put, yes.
Beautiful prose.
Beautiful prose.
And honest. Okay.
You need to write for Up Rocks or something.
Ooh.
And also, just by the way, FYI, you guys, September 22nd, we are at the Brooklyn Comedy Festival at Brooklyn Bazaar doing I Don't Think So Honey Live with some talent to be announced.
We don't yet have a time, which I think is bizarre, and this is the tea, but we'll find out.
We'll find out.
And we'll let you know. Okay, so Matt, I think you have one.
Well,
think I have
one. Well, it's so funny that you said we're going to be turning a leaf on this episode because of the review, and now we're literally we have one.
I will be biting, but this is Matt Rogers' I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, people, when I'm out with you at dinner and I put some lemon on the food and you say, oh, why did you do that? Because lemon is good, bitch. That's why I put the lemon on there, because to make it taste better. No. If you're going to have a food or a fish, especially fish, without lemon, you're fucking sick. I want lemon all over my food, honey. In fact, drenched.
Like
Shelley Winters in the Poseidon Adventure. I want to see this fish drenched in
30
lemon.
30 seconds.
And then don't take a tone with me when I try to elevate your dining experience with your nonsense. You know what a bland-faced... You know what a plain fish tastes like? A bland fish. You need lemon, especially on your fried food. Your fried fish. Are we allowed to eat fish? No, vegans can't eat fish.
The ocean's fucked.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. No lemon.
Okay, and that's 1 minute. Matt had to ask the question, is fish okay to eat for vegans?
I so agree. And also lime. If there's a lime, I'll toss that on there. I'll fuck with a lime.
Honey.
I'll fuck with a lime on some Thai food.
Honey, I will put lime all over my treats.
They need to put more than one wedge. More than one wedge.
Honey.
Throw me a whole handful of wedges.
If I have food in front of me and a lime, thank
it's
you,
going
God.
On. It is going
I say,
on.
I say, thanks, God. For the lime. And when there was a story, a news story, that a few years ago we were going to be low on limes because of the situation.
Yes, yes.
That was a dark day. I was like, we need limes.
Wow.
Can I tell you something? Do y'all remember the avocado epidemic of 2017? Do you know why that was? Because McDonald's came up with a new sandwich with avocado on it and it caused a worldwide avocado shortage.
I thought that was a cartel thing. No?
That's not what I heard.
And she's got inside sources at Camp Avril.
Jackie's got camp sources.
I'm all over McDonald's Twitter, honey.
Oh my God, I love that.
I feel that my I Don't Think So Honey was good for the first 40 seconds.
You know what? It was pretty strong.
I loved it.
It was strong. I liked it.
Thank you for the love. It's Bo and Yang's I Don't Think So Honey.
Okay, here we go. I've got it.
His time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey MTV. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm coming after all of Viacom. No, not all of Viacom. We love Comedy Central.
Such great programming,
but
honestly.
MTV, you were like this cultural Paul in my childhood where kids at school, I famously did not grow up with cable. Kids at school, your social currency was your knowledge of whatever the fuck happened on the hills the night before. Bitch, I did not blink an eye, bat an eye, when they announced this faux Hills reboot was happening.
30 seconds.
Okay, here's the deal. Whitney's not coming back. Lauren's not coming back. And what that other fucking...
Kristen Cavallari.
Kristen.
She's back.
Okay, but listen... Also, I Don't Think So Honey, The Hills, bitch. What a fucking nothing 15 show.
15 seconds.
A fucking bland, milquetoast ass show in which nothing ever fucking happened. We did not know why Lauren and Heidi got into a fight,
5
right?
5 seconds.
Fuck MTV. Fuck The Hills. Fuck the VMAs and fuck the VMAs for enabling people like Madonna to dress up like a fucking Post Malone doll and desecrate Aretha's name.
That's... 1 minute and an hour.
Thank you.
Here's the thing that I want to say about the Hills reunion.
What?
I said it would have been the funniest thing ever if they all came out on stage and said, everyone, we're happy to announce the Hills is returning, and Elsie wasn't there.
Yeah.
And they said, and it's true. And if they all moved to the side and in the back, the door came open and a bigger fanfare that J-Lo got. Elsie walked down the stairs. Everyone's in the audience screaming. Beyonce's on her feet screaming and crying. And Elsie looks so beautiful in a floor-length gown. And she's like, that's right. I'm returning to the Hills. I said, that should have been what happened.
Okay.
I used to always see them at the clubs when I first moved to LA at
Ledoux.
I used to always see them at Ledoux.
I remember moving to the city when The City was coming out.
Whitney Port's The City.
Truly nothing happened on
that show. Yeah, because she was, nothing happened in her personality.
Do you remember the Hills or the Laguna Beach theme song?
Let the rain fall down and wake my dreams. Let it wash away my sanity. Cause I wanna feel the thunder. I wanna scream. Let the rain fall down. I'm coming clean. I'm coming clean.
That song actually had a good, like,
yes.
Okay, but that chorus could have shaved off that last "I'm coming clean." It's too long.
It was indulgent.
Yeah.
It
all comes back to Hillary Duff. That's rule number 29 of culture.
It all comes back to Hillary Duff. And also, we can never forget.
The rest is still on return.
Natasha, yes, yeah. Thank you. Okay, so this is Jackie
I'm
Johnson.
I'm so excited. I've prepared, if that's okay.
Come on, honey.
This hits my process-oriented center so hard. I love this, Jackie. This is Jackie Johnson's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
Going to bed without taking your makeup off? I don't think so, honey.
Woo!
I know you're tired. I know life is hard, but take 5 minutes and take care of that damn face. Do you want to attract eyelash mites? They live on your face right now. Google it, sweetie.
No.
Grab the cleanser. Wash those dead skin cells off. If you don't, pores are going to clog.
No.
Skin's going to be dull.
Damn.
You're going to get wrinkles because sleeping in makeup breaks down your skin barrier and ages your face. And you know how youth-obsessed our culture is. As Heidi says, one day you're in and the next day you're out.
Ah,
youth is wasted on the young. Don't be lazy and don't take your youth for granted. Do a nightly skin routine. And if you won't, at least get a damn makeup wipe and drag it across your face before going to bed. I have 6 words for you.
Ooh.
I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute.
Triumphant.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
That was amazing.
And also, that's a PSA for everybody.
Yes, and educational above all else.
Did you know about eyelash mites? That they live on their faces?
No, okay, this is what we have to talk about. We have to talk about eyelash mites. That sounds very scary and threatening.
They are called follicle mites, and they are on all of our faces right now.
Oh, my God.
And if you don't wash off your makeup, then it makes them way worse. If you ever see like little rednesses around people's nose and eyes, that's like, probably what it is. I'm telling you, they're in our follicles. They mate.
They're fucking in our hair.
They're
Bowen.
Fucking Damn in it. Our eyelashes. They're meeting their soulmate. They're having children. They're raising eyes. Families.
Okay, that's hot.
They have full lives
that is
on
really
our
hot.
Face.
That's really hot.
It's beautiful.
Actually.
I want to fuck on an
beautiful?
Eyelash. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I want to live.
Wait.
My Airbnb is basically an eyelash.
Ooh, guru. Where are you guru. Staying?
Lower East Side.
Oh, well, then that's an eyelash, honey. I don't even know what that means. No, here's the thing.
Blink, blink.
Can I be vegan, but also eat deep fried eyelash mites? I think we can make one exception.
Yeah. There is something to eating bugs because right. it's a more sustainable protein source.
Sure.
And you could argue that they don't have like what is
Souls.
It? Endocrine systems or something.
Yeah, but so, you could argue with that.
So I don't know. There is something to that.
Sure. Sure.
I feel like someone's asked me before, like, would you eat crickets? And it's like, I don't need that. But yeah. if we ever get to a point in society, which we will, because we're running out of our resources, if we need a sustainable protein source,
yeah.
then maybe I'll bust out some crickets.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
I mean, they don't have Sprinkle an them endocrine on a salad. System. So.
Right. Right. I
there
don't
you
know.
Go. I was going to say soul, but endocrine system as well. I fucking love this episode.
This episode. Let me tell you something. It actually, I think through conflict,
yeah.
through the Avril Kelly together. Conflict, we came together.
Absolutely.
And I think it's a historic episode because I was forced to admit some of Kelly's faults.
This is huge, Jackie.
I mean, Kelly doesn't even write her own songs.
Yes, she does.
I'm just kidding. Yes, she does.
She writes half of them.
Yes, she does.
Roughly half.
Roughly half.
She actually wrote my favorite song that she does, which is actually the song that we're going to... sing
close out to
because we close out every time with the
wait.
song. But here we have to say subscribe to Natch Butte,
yes,
and be listening to Natch Butte,
yes,
and be on natchbutte.com because it sounds like there's
I'm
some
telling
hot
you.
Hot
something for everybody on there.
I love oh god I love a good if it's a funny beauty blog. I'm down. I'm sold. Here we go.
Sounds like you're gonna be a consumer.
Oh yes.
Are you gonna be a honey?
I'm gonna be honey.
I think we are
honey. We're honey.
I think honey, we're honeys.
Yeah,
this is my favorite Kelly Clarkson song and she wrote these words. Cause I want you to know that it doesn't matter where we take this road. Someone's gotta go. And I want you to know you couldn't have let me better. And I want you to move on. So I'm already gone. And I guess it'll be easy to skip to the karaoke parts if you didn't like that.
Jean Genet Ganous.
Bye.
Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following